Yes, it's Coronaverse with more Corona, less verse. I don't know. yeah.
Well, this was Barcelona verse.
No, this is not in the wrong room. Barcelona verse. Yeah. Check the sign outside the door. Sorry. No, this is Coronaverse in.
Arizona
verse. Yeah. Yeah, Arizona verse. I tried the Arizona verse, but the. The humor over there was a little dry, so.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped. Yeah.
Yuck! Yuck! Yuck!
Oh yes, it is Coronaverse. I am Editor Radio, and with us today we have, to my left would be Stuart Worf.
Who's that guy?
Who?
Oh, I guess that's me.
What guy?
That'd be Stuart.
That's Stuart. Okay.
And then to his left would be Danny Dwyer.
The one and only.
Yeah.
Hello.
And then to his left would be Johnny Firehawk. Until who?
And who's to the left of Johnny Firehawk?
Yeah. Johnny Firehawk. Until recently, he was only typing in chat, so we were under the sneaking suspicion that, you know, because he didn't have voice, that he was actually a guy.
I am a guy.
But bump.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sound quite female to me. You are. Or feminine.
You see, that's what we worry about. We worry about that guys who won't talk on voice are actually chicks.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. You know, that happens
a lot.
You
know how that problem is.
Yeah, that's just a problem that's rampant through Second Life. So.
Computer says no.
Yeah, no. So. I don't have any Akimi's notes, so let's go back old business. Does anybody remember what the old business is without actually listening to the old Coronaverse, which would take another extra, 45 minutes?
Well, wasn't there a post? Didn't Akimi make a post? Let me look.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
We were trying to get some events.
Yes, we were looking at getting some events posted. Some events.
I dropped the ball on that one. I was at a... Crap Mariner's 100 Word Stories Wednesday night, and I accidentally left my microphone on when I had to take the dog out, and I think I got muted. So
that
wasn't a good way to, you know, I left Crap a message, but it's gone unresponded to because or an IM, and it went unresponded to. So I'm like, whoops.
Nope. Yeah. No cards. Send a note card. No cards.
Yeah.
Bypass mutes.
I'll try that later tonight, and I'll send a note. All right.
Or just try rampant stalking. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, rampant. Yeah, the whole stalking thing tends to work.
Yeah, get in his face constantly. Just right.
Crapple. He'll unmute me. You know,
yeah.
But that was just my bad with the
microphone. Or make an alt with, you know, so you got your newbie avatar and they go over there and just duck walk all over and you know, maybe get some Mario Q.
An apology. Yeah. I think a simple apology will suffice.
Yeah.
Yeah, name it something like apology to Crap. Or crappy apology.
Just kidding.
Crappy apology resident.
Was that a message from the future at the Zora? Because that's what
I think it was.
Yeah. No, it's Ari again. He says, last minute reality could mean you need a quantum mechanic. Huh?
See, you're from the future. You're talking quantum mechanics. I think you'd be talking quantum physics in Corona K and then.
Yeah, like quantum.
Pathfinding physics and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So do you have that email handy, Stuart? By any chance? From Kimi from last week?
Hmm. I hear Stuart coming in. Stuart!
Oh, here we go.
Stuart!
Oh, Stuart! Island is at capacity for
racing. There we go.
Okay.
Event after meeting party. For after meeting party to be set up, Ari's Bon Voyage party to be set for Sunday the 5th.
Yeah, we did that.
The Bon Voyage party was, let's just say it was productive. We got the stage ready, so we know we're ready for a party and a show.
Yeah, that
it was a great dry run.
That kind of goes to new business. We now have intent dance balls out there for when we do have some events and dances and all that. And there's also single club dancing balls you can use. It's not really ball, but it's a board. So we have dancing to go with our stage and our dance floor.
I don't see any Korean appropriate dancing.
Oh man, I know Korean I dances. Forgot something. Shit. Now I'm gonna go have to go out and get some Korean dances and stick them.
Not
out
to
there.
Mention Tinies. You know the Tinies will be all pissed.
Oh yeah, Tinies.
Yeah,
Tinies will be around, running around here.
You know, you actually have to accommodate for those sometimes. Yeah.
Like, there's a Gorian sim a couple of sims over.
Yeah.
And, occasionally we get some Gorians that pop in, just to change their clothes. And,
really?
We might attract them to the center of the sim. Hey, look, we got Gorian dances for you, too, And,
hey.
Might keep them.
Where I'm going with this, I have no idea.
Hey, now, we've got some Gorian dances just for sim. You. Yeah.
Well, we need the spin-off sim, right? You know, Gorian Bay.
Gorian Bay.
Gorian Bay.
Gorian Day.
Welcome to Gorian Bay. We hope you really like the
Bay.
Slaves.
Okay, I thought he said day.
No one needs to get Jess to make that version.
Gorian Bay and Corona K.
Gorian Bay, yeah, there'd be a Gorian Bay and Corona.
Why don't you come on over to Gorian Bay next to Corona? I don't know, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm a musician. Jester, work on it.
Anyway.
So any other old business?
No, I think that was sort of it. I guess we can probably...
No, last week... We recorded from the sailboat. It's not really old business though.
Oh. Okay. Anyhow, welcome to Corona K. Please go about
rent for looks like I have one open spot on the board. It's green. I don't know if they just haven't paid it yet or if they're planning to and dismissed it. But I will find out.
And great, the parcel was, that's so open, though.
Yeah, the parcel is open. They missed paying it was like 3 hours ago. I mean, I'm going to give them a long enough, grace period to do something about it before I just run over there and start,
the traffic wardens.
Yeah, the traffic wardens. No, I'm not going to... I normally give people like 7 days. If I don't hear anything from 7 days, then I'll say, all right, I'm going to have to reclaim this one. But, yeah.
A commanding view of the sim, I can say that. That's one of the tallest parcels that we have.
Yeah, that's like the what's it always remind me of? Close Encounters. That's the Close Encounters lot.
That's right.
That's
the what do they call that? It's actually in Wyoming.
Devil's Island or
Devil's
something.
Tower.
Devil's Tower. That's right. Devil's Tower.
Tower.
So yeah, that's
Tower.
That's the Devil's Tower lot on the sim. I'll get in touch with the person who is renting there and see if they want to continue or if they're not. Or
so isn't that like a plateau above a kind of like a mountainous plateau or something.
Big mountain that sticks out of the plateau.
It's like a mesa.
It's got a flat top.
It's a mesa. Yeah,
yeah,
it comes right up out of the desert. And, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Devil's Tower. New business, possibly. Sure. On the 23rd, which is a Thursday, which is the day I normally do DJing anyways, I'm going to have a one-year party for the pub.
Cool.
I'll be awesome. DJing. I'm not sure what I'm going, what genre. I have 30,000 songs, so I usually stick to one genre.
Mm-hmm.
So I can bring it down to like 40 songs. And I don't know when it's going to be. So, yeah, I got that one too.
Yeah.
Yes, I have that one.
Oh, I'm sure. How can you not?
I could do a tacky 80s songs, you know.
A total medley.
For that.
For all night, yeah.
Yeah. I think that your Oh My God comes from Valley Girl, Frank Zappa. Frank and Moon Unit Zappa, actually.
That one?
Oh My God.
Yeah, that's actually from the same song.
Gag Me. Yeah.
No.
That's from the same song. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beginning of Girls Got Back, or
Baby Got Back.
Baby's Got Back, but
Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. Yeah.
But there was a song earlier in the 80s called Valley Girl that did a lot of Oh My God.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, I could do tacky 80s songs.
Awesome.
Or something, you know.
So, you said on the 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd.
So that
probably,
is...
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday of probably the week after next. So, once this gets posted, it'll be... If this gets posted next week, probably around 13th, 14th or something like that, then yeah, it'll be the week after that. So plenty of time for people who are anybody who's listening to the show. But yeah, that's good. That's good.
Four or five SLT.
Four or five.
I'm thinking five, okay. Maybe. Yeah. Probably 5 to 7 SLT.
Cool.
Might be 4 to 6, I don't know. Depends on my schedule.
All right,
but I'll know ahead of time. So yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see a bunch of green dots.
Not much
over there.
Else.
Awesome.
Okay, anybody else got anything going on as far as island related business?
No, I'm looking to see if we can get live bands to play here. My only question is, music channel.
I think if Kimi can't do it by the end of the week, then I'm going to see if I can just go ahead and do it myself.
Okay.
But yeah, because
so
we have to have something. We have to have a streaming server if we're going to have live events. It's just
there's
a given.
Plenty of places in SR where you can rent streams anyway.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Even if I just rent it for
a period
of time, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
I use JWild.
Uh huh.
I myself use JWild, and it's pretty cheap. And I use the 50. I've never gotten 50 in my parcel before, but I use the 50 users per month or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can use it. Obviously, it's not 50 total per month. It's 50 per, you know.
You can have a maximum or whatever, of 50 people connected to your stream.
50.
Yeah, okay.
Connected to my stream, yeah. And that's 700 Linden.
Yo,
that's cheap.
Yeah, that's not cheap. That's not bad at all. That's reasonable. Considering what I paid for the freaking Intan balls, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Those things are expensive, man.
One Intan dance, one Intan capable dance can cost you over $700.
Yeah. I was looking online, it was like the ones that were preloaded with, you know, like a whole bunch of dances, and they went, I'm like, damn.
8,000 Linden or 12,000.
Oh, there were
Linden.
Some,
yeah, they're
like 12,000. And I'm like, man, you know, that. I mean, figure that out. You know, you're talking like $50 in real money. Oh, man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I got someone I can talk to also who does streaming.
Yeah, and all I'm going to say is, and you thought people paid a lot of money for a sex bed, you know, back in the day. You paid how much, people were paying how much money so they could hit booze balls and did that? Yeah, yeah, this is just dancing, okay? Not the horizontal dancing. And, yeah. God.
So.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just got the standard set, the standard Intan dance ball preloaded package, and, yeah. And it's
mine good. Actually, yeah. Mine actually, if you have the remotes to it, mm-hmm. I think they'll go 96 meters away from my parcel, away from my server, actually. So, Danny, if you want Intan over at your place, I think I can stick a remote somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm actually.
But it has to be my remote. It has to be my remote.
Yeah, he has to put.
I'm actually happy. I got a. Well, actually, the guy I'm going to talk to about streaming, I got one of his free music streams on there. That's J Von D Television, and I got his music stream.
Oh, but okay.
On the television, anybody can, and I got it set up for anybody to do this. They can go in, click on a television, click on music streams, and I got a whole list of streams that they can choose from, listen to whatever they want.
Cool.
The it's same so goes for to... my TV. My TV will do that also. So if you're wondering, you know, if you want something Russian, for example, you just go in and on search type Russian and it'll get to the Russian radio stations.
Yours is a little bit more sophisticated than mine. You actually have a lot more selection.
But also if you have a preset stream or anything like that and you want to do something over at the pub when I'm not having an event, which is most of the time, at least lately, I've been really, really busy, so I haven't been able to do any kind of event over there. But I can add it to the radio there, and you can just have it as one of the radio stations. And people don't think about this, but if you have a radio that's available to everybody and you just stick somebody's stream on there and anybody can go to that stream, you just, you know, hit it and have that person stream whatever they're streaming.
That's right. I can manually enter stuff onto the viewer I have too, and put in different streams. I've actually added about three or four music streams.
Mm. So it's not, you know, it's not rocket science. We can have the entire sim set up. If somebody wanted it that way.
Okay. Well, that would definitely be something to think about.
Yeah.
And if people didn't want their streams, you know, to be listened to just at random and stuff like that, you know, I was thinking...
Yeah, don't listen to my stream.
Sticking it...
I put this up here so people can
listen
to it.
Don't listen to my stream.
But don't we...
Mind your own business.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mind your own business. Like... But
I've got this beautiful build. Keep out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could easily.
Now go away,
you know,
or I shall punch you a second time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could easily put a radio underneath the deck or something like that, you know, that's hidden.
Okay. Do we have anything else that's going on island related as far as new business? Let's see, we got... Yeah.
No, I think we're doing good. I mean, I love the boats.
Yeah.
I think Nikki's scared of me.
You think Nikki's... Why do you think Nikki's scared of you?
Because I was really, really busy that one day. She came over to say that she hadn't been too nice in the past, and I didn't remember it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't remember her not being nice or whatever. And it was like,
yeah, I remember that.
But I had to go, and I was on my iPhone. In fact,
right? Yeah.
And
well,
was
I was.
She hasn't talked to me since.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. But I was talking to her at the same time, and she told me that you had met her, and she kind of gave you the cold shoulder, and I'm like, all right, whatever. But yeah, and I don't know. I think she was just like, yeah, I don't know. And but yeah, I said,
I'm used to it.
You meet so many
at
people.
Least you've seen.
You meet so many people in Second Life. You know, sometimes you're like, did I talk to you before or wait? No, yeah. So, I think that. And I even said he probably just honestly doesn't remember. You meet so many people. It's Jesus, I've been here for 6.5 years. There's people I'm like, didn't I talk to you 3 years ago? No? Oh, okay.
3 years ago, yeah. Saturday?
Yeah.
At some sim that, yeah, do I know you guys?
Right. Or I have somebody come up and talk to me, and they're like, you know, talking to me like they met me before, and I'm like, oh God, who is this? I don't remember. So I'm trying to be polite, but
Your name's Itazura, yeah. Radio. Do you remember AM radio?
I remember AM radio.
Actually, yeah. I do. Yeah, yeah, I do. Everybody does, but
yeah.
And I've been over to AM radio's builds and sims.
Right,
and, yeah.
Right. Everybody knows AM radio.
But okay. Never met a bad AM example. But that's a bad example. You're Johnny Firehawk. Do you know Antheme Firehawk? No. Well,
oh, because of the last name?
Because some people on the sim, yeah.
Yeah, but
some people will go, oh, yeah. Firehawk, do you know... I know all the Firehawks.
Yeah,
the
all the radio is... We're like family, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my cousin, yeah.
Really? I rarely run across any other Dwyers in SL, though.
Really? I haven't seen many Worfs either. But,
I've only seen, like, one other Worf ever in SL.
Hmm.
Have you seen any Harbors in SL?
I can't remember what the name is now. But there was a few DeSotos, at least, I know that much. Because we had Gunn,
yeah.
And we had Rich.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Because they all came in all at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of us all came in at the same time anyway. But most of us picked different names.
They came on the same boat.
Yeah, we all came off on the same boat. You know, we've got sequential numbers on our butts.
We hung out at some we hung out some
and our tattoos castles. On our butts.
Good old days.
Okay, anyhow, back to new business.
New business.
Well, the only other new business is I've been, you know, since we've got so many great new builds on the island, I've been trying to get some, when I'm in world, do some photography and get some new shots.
Yeah.
I know I had spoke with Nikki, and I said, do you mind if I take some photos of your house? And she didn't mind at all. Mm. She warned me that if I went in the house, and I go, don't worry, I got Space Navigator. I don't go inside anybody's house. I don't have to.
Yeah.
But she's got, the way she's got her house set up, the sunrise is, the photos that you get while the sun is rising on the sim is spectacular.
Yeah, she really does have, that really goes to how nice those lots are and the corners there. Because of the way it's built, where you've got the side of the hill right there,
The way you put those sim surrounds.
Yeah.
You know, that was just the icing on the cake.
It adds that nice bit of depth. So you're not feeling...
I've actually noticed those sim surrounds better than the original ones.
Yeah, because the original one was just one big giant prim. And it was kind of looked like it was sort of way off in the distance. Where these are more... But that was causing the sit issues. Where these are ones that just... Like little islands off that hang off of the island.
And granted, you're using what, 20 more, 30 or 40 more prims?
Yeah, they're a little bit more.
Sim, but...
Yeah, but we don't have the sit issues, and
The other thing besides the SID issues was also when you first came in World and you came on the SIM, it would take forever for that SIM surround to load. So while it was loading, it was like it would cut your head off with this green layer.
There was like a transparent green layer you would see until it loaded.
Or a giant green or a giant gray ball hovering over the entire island.
Don't have those issues. The island on my end, it just loads like really nice.
It's doing pretty well. It's doing pretty well load wise. Trying to think. But that brings Nikki has the bees going. So if you go onto her property, you'll get attacked by the bees.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is worse than
I've never had to.
Yeah, you know where she got that from?
Where?
You remember that girl who was here had like.
Now, yeah. I've seen the bees thing before. The ones that I saw before were different, and they were a little more, not quite as aggressive as those, and they were actually a lot better. They were actually looked like big wasps. They were prims. They weren't particles. They weren't particle bees. They were actual prims, and they looked like these big bees that would fly around you and kind of bump into you, and kind of nudge you. They weren't so much attacking you as just kind of nudging, gently nudging you away. I'm actually working on a kinder, gentler security system.
Does this have anything to do with the Borgs?
With the Borgs?
Yeah, the Borgs you made once.
That's like level 2. Because that's my other. I'm working on 2 different potential products. One is, and we've gotten away from the Borg. Remember your special.
I am Locutus of Borg. You will be assimilated.
Yeah, the little Borg cubes that follow you.
That
do you? I'm not going to res it, Stuart. But you remember your special friend.
Yes. I wish a pin worked.
Oh, please res. Please res Stuart's friend.
No,
I love Stuart.
No, we're not going to res Stuart's friend. I'm working on a security system that it's kind of on the same premise of the whole bee thing, but instead of resing bees, it will res a Hold on.
Talking about Locutus of Borg. It reminds me of an old Star Trek episode about Harry Mudd.
Yes. Which one? Mudd's Women?
Yeah, where they... They
take the pill to make themselves beautiful?
They create the... At the end of this episode, it shows that they've created the nagging one.
That's not Mudd's Women. That's a different one. Harry Mudd appeared twice, and that's the second episode where he somehow stumbles across this planet where there's you can create all these cloned women and men.
Okay.
And I can't remember the title of that, but I remember that episode.
Anyhow, the at the very end Starfleet reprograms all of them, the ones to be the nagging wife one.
Yeah. Thornton?
Okay.
You get over here right now. I remember that. Okay.
Anyway.
That would be a good security one.
Well, no, mine was going to be, I'm taking Stuart's special friend, the blow-up doll, and I attached a freeness to it.
God, you're combining the conscious.
I'm combining the two. I'm mixing. Yeah, I'm getting some multiplier effect there. Yeah, mix the two together. So I've got so you got blow up dolls with freenesses, sporting big old freenesses, and it'll res them. They'll be small. They won't be big. They'll be actually quite small, about maybe like tiny size or smaller. And they will attack you the same way that the ones we made for Stuart were. And they would, you know, follow you. And but instead of playing the Stuart sound, I was going to use the one from the Mudkip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Use that. Oh, yeah.
Use that loop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Oh, you love it. You fucking love it, bitch. Yeah. That one. And so they'll chase you off until you leave. And then once they reach the property line, they'll either they won't cross the property line or they'll die. So that's what I'm working on right there.
The only downside to that is if you make something so funny, people probably won't want to leave. They'll be laughing so hard.
The point is you want them to leave your property, and they'll be coming back and bringing their friends going, come here, dude, come here. Watch this.
This is so funny.
No, walk over there. It'll be fine. Just walk over there. No, just go. Yeah. Come on. Oh, my God. Yeah, that is a risk, but I guess it's a risk I'm willing to take.
It'll bring more traffic.
Well, no. What I'm working on is and I've almost got it done. I just have a little bit more test. I'm working on a kinder, gentler security orb system. Just from
kind of gentler.
From personal experience, what I've found is that most people set their they get a security orb and they set it to rude asshole setting, which is
like five seconds. You have 5 seconds, and
well, not about even
the
that.
Time you see it, yeah,
yeah,
and about the time you see it, it's yeah. like. Oh, here, wait a second, I'll go into my inventory to one of my landmarks, and oh, shit, I'm ejected already.
Yeah. No, worse than that. Exactly. They give you no warning, and they don't eject you. They send you home.
Yeah, that's even worse.
It's kind of
like... my home isn't my pub. My home is actually the first spot I ever landed in Second Life, which is NCI Beach.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like if you're walking down the sidewalk and you accidentally step off the sidewalk into somebody's lawn and, you know, cue the TP sound and all of a sudden you're back at your house. You're like, duh, what the fuck? You know?
Exactly. I remember when we still had the destination station and I was going around looking at new Sims.
Yeah.
I would actually, you know, if the place I was at, if I accidentally stepped off it and then found myself ejected, that was in the garbage bin. Nope.
Yeah.
That's not a place I'd want to put in the destination station.
Yeah. Well,
some people what really like doing that.
What I'm doing is I'm working on a security system that, one, it doesn't allow you to create it a no warning. It has a warning built in, and it's a polite warning. It's not a, you know, hey, get the hell off my land. You know, it's you know, this is a this is a private residence, you know, please leave within, you know, and I guess right now I just 10 seconds is usually about good enough. And it just ejects you from the land. It doesn't send you home. It doesn't even have that option. I'm not going to give people that option because if you give a monkey a gun, he will shoot you.
or throw poo at you.
Yeah. Never give a gun to a gun.
As if it was poo.
And you were wishing it was a gun.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you if you give somebody the ability to do something stupid, they will do it. So yeah, I'm not even going to put that in as an option. And the other thing is, I think I've come up with an innovative way for them to set the range. Because most people have no idea how... to set a range, because they'll just instantly set it to 96 meters or however far it'll go. And instead of just setting it in areas that are sensitive, like I said, they just set it to the maximum. Or they'll set it for 30 meters or 10 meters or something without actually understanding exactly how far that is.
Yeah.
And I mean, 96 meters, it's, you know, that's ridiculous if you have a small lot. When really all you're concerned about is people going in and, you know, going into your house. You really don't care if they fly overhead as long as they're not inside your house.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but I think I've come up with an innovative way to set that. And
right.
So that's what I'm working on. I'll show you guys later. I'll show you guys later, but I don't want to do it, on the show just in case anybody else is thinking, So, yeah.
Because, you know, as long as, on the sim, as long as, you can drive a car around the ring road and, res one of my hang glider resers and fly overhead, I always encourage people to grab a hang glider because that is the way to take in this sim. It's beautiful.
Right. And I have, and it's actually really fun. But, I can understand. You don't want somebody using your hot tub, then, yeah. But this will be a way so you can set it so... Yeah. They can walk around. They can do whatever. They can look at your stuff and go, oh, "Wow, this is really nice."
Or your Gorian pose balls.
Yeah, but if they try to use your Gorian pose balls, they'll get a thing saying, "Hey, you crossed the line. You've got 10 seconds to get out, or we'll make you get out."
And so, speaking of earlier, a house with no suitable objects in it. And a locked door, and you know, physically, walls and windows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the sim didn't, or the people didn't think of non-physical vehicles. So, that's the way of doing it.
Locking your house and keeping people out.
Yeah. NPV will.
I think locks on doors
are the walls.
Having a door that's lockable is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in Second Life because it's so useless. It's not even funny. It's like it that lock is about as effective as putting some duct tape over it. It's nothing. And just,
Look, a locked door. However will I get around this obstacle? Right.
Oh. Yeah, it's even funny.
If you want to spy on someone's house, you don't go into you don't walk into the house, you just move your camera around.
Yeah, you just move your camera around. And if you actually want to get in the house, all you have to do is sit on something or, like you said, use a non-physical vehicle and you're inside.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even have to go that far. I mean, just res a prim somewhere if you can and, drag it through, sit on it and then drag it through the wall in edit mode and hop off and you're in.
Yep.
there's so many ways. It's just, locks on doors in SL. It's the most pointless thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's quite the snake oil.
So we know what Johnny's doing. He's getting ready for his party. I told you what I'm doing. Yeah. But anybody else have anything they want to talk about? Or
I'm just going to finish. The only thing is Second Life, I'm going to finish up my... I'm going to put together a little bit of a photo album and put it on my Flickr page as soon as I'm done. Hopefully I'll have that done this weekend.
Ah, sounds good. Very good, yeah. What about you, Stuart?
I guess in my SL. I guess, how I'm involved with the SL wrestling stuff. Had the big unveil of the guy I was managing last night. I called everyone in the crowd dumbass, redneck morons who couldn't understand anything I'm going to tell them, but I'm still going to tell them anyway. Kind of stuff like that, I tend to just be an asshole. I ate myself, but yeah.
But speaking of all that, I actually had some friends over today, and I showed them the episode of Resnex where Cooter goes and heckles him.
It's all fake.
It's all fake.
You call him this fake.
It's all hugging and kissing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he becomes a porn star. Yeah.
No. Where he goes to
this one's before. Yeah.
No, he comes home and he falls asleep on the TV on the couch watching TV, and he's watching wrestling. So he has a dream, where he's at the wrestling match and they're all. That you know he's watching a wrestling.
Thankfully,
match
I didn't
and,
see that one.
Yeah, he's watching a wrestling match, and he's like, "Hey, why don't you give him a kiss? You know, because you're just hugging and stuff. This is all fake, you know." And start heckling him, and then they get into a fight, and they you know kick his ass, and you know hilarity ensues. Yeah. Anyway, Stuart, sorry, I didn't mean to take that over.
And now. The closing credits. Coronaville, take two.
Dead air.
Start!
Stuart? Are you there, Stuart?
I guess not.
Huh?
Stuart has left the building.
Hey, he must have crashed. Yeah.
So, how many podcast listeners do you get normally?
I have no idea.
Two, three.
You'd probably close to that. Yeah, that may be pushing it. I know Nika listens. That's one.
Nika Dreamscape.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Nika Dreamscape.
Oh, yeah. Originally, these were just more or less for the people who can't attend the island meetings. But, you know.
So Ari's going to be listening to it.
Yeah, you know, I bet. Yeah, we'll probably get Kimi and Ari and those guys listening to it. Yeah. Oh, there, Stuart finally crashed. All right. Well, I could tell you what I was doing today.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Me and some the friends of mine that later when I showed the episode of the Resnex to, we went to a military funeral today for a combat veteran. Yeah. He was killed in action and... they had his funeral, and the Westboro Baptist Church was planning on coming and doing all of their nasty...
Fred Phelps.
Yeah, that's
Fred
the man.
Fred Phelps.
Him and his quote-unquote church were going to come.
And I will say this for all podcast listeners.
Yeah.
I kicked him in the nuts one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to live... I used to live in Kansas.
Oh, really? You know what? If you'd been in this town today, you would have had thousands of people who would have bought you a beer. Because
that would have been damn drunk. So what state are you in?
I am in Michigan, and
Michigan.
Yeah.
And Phelps was about to go over to Michigan.
I don't know if he actually was going to show up, but Stuart's back. His group or actually it's mostly his family members. Yeah. They were planning on showing up. They said they were going to show up. The law here is now that, they can't interrupt the funeral. They have to stay a certain distance away and they cannot do their protest thing, 2 hours before or 2 hours after the actual funeral or procession. They have to
wait. Or otherwise, it's called disturbing the disturbing the peace or something.
Yeah, the law is saying they have to either do it 2 hours before or they have to wait until 2 hours after. They can't actually do it during the actual funeral event. Yep. Welcome back, Stuart.
Oh, and a lot of places in Kansas, you know what they would do if they knew what? Phelps was coming? They would have the funeral on an Indian reservation.
Oh, really?
Yep. And they would They would invite, because you have to be invited if you are not a member of the reservation. Of the tribe.
Yeah. All right.
Of the tribe. So what they would do is invite, quote, friends, and that was people, you know, going to the funeral.
Right.
And you know, a lot of these reservations are huge, you know. Even if Phelps had some stupid megaphone or something, you know, he blasting, you know, 10, 20 miles away or something, nobody would hear it.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
So yeah, that's how they got. That's how they got away from it.
Well, what happened here was just they said they were gonna show up and all of this and I mean this is a guy who was killed. He was a previous Purple Heart recipient and all that. So and people were like, no, and. They had almost like 5,000 people on a Facebook site saying they were going to show up as a human shield, and me and a couple of friends of mine, we went over there too, and my God, I mean, there was rumors that they're not going to be at the church. Oh no, they're over at the cemetery, and people. We actually drove the route. We were at the church where the funeral was being held, and we'd heard that they were going to be over at the cemetery. Or that they'd been spotted over by the cemetery or something. So we actually got in our car and we drove the route to the cemetery and went over there. And there were literally thousands of people. It was like a 5 mile route, and the entire route, it looked like a 4th of July parade with everybody, you know, holding flags and just standing there just as like a show of support and a human shield to keep these crazy nutbag hater asshats away from the family. They were along the entire route, and it was crowds. I mean, the fire trucks were out there, and they had the, you know, the ladders and the cranes up, and they were hanging an American flag, and just, you know, the entire route was just packed with people. And put it this way, we were at the cemetery, and the procession started, and it started with the what's the name of the veteran organization, the bikers, the Patriot Guard.
Oh, Patriot Guard. Yeah.
And they came in on their bikes, and other people on their bikes joined, and they were coming in, you know, two by two on their bikes, and it was. I mean, they just kept coming and coming and coming. It took 20 minutes just for the motorcycles to go by.
Oh, my God.
Of nothing but motorcycle. Half of the entire, it looked like bike week. Half of the entire cemetery was just motorcycles, people on motorcycles. And that's not including the people in their cars. And it was just amazing. The number of people. There had to be 5,000 to 10,000 people.
Oh, and there was this place down in, I think it was Georgia that Phelps had actually gone down to.
Mm.
This was funny. What had happened is they knew Phelps was coming down, so people had booked hotels and stuff like that, I think like 50 or 60 miles around.
So there's no place to stay?
Bizarre. And then there was the police in the town.
Yeah.
Set up something for that weekend or whatever. that you had to reserve your parking spots.
Mm.
So what had happened is, you know, the cops, you know, the Phelps group had their cars somewhere. Oh, you can't park there. Mm. Why not?
Mm.
You have to.
You have to reserve your parking spot. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to reserve your parking spot. You have to pay a couple hundred bucks for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay, we've got the money. Where's your parking spot? I'm sorry, all the parking spots are taken. You're going to have to
go somewhere else.
You're going to have to go elsewhere.
You're going to have to, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to park out of the city.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it was, well, it was hilarious.
What happened here today?
Yeah, this is down in Georgia.
What happened here today, as far as I know, nobody ever saw them. They, I don't know if they came back 2 hours after the service and had their little thing going on, but it, by that time, nobody cared. All they really cared was that, you know, the family didn't have to see that. And that was the whole point. So, yeah, they were pretty much a no-show. The rumor was they were, they never left their, hotel, motel room, whatever. And, but man, just from the amount of, and just from the number of people though,
yeah, that's the main thing,
just from the number of people though, and just hearing people talk, you know, people said,
if,
you know,
if they had showed up, they would have been dead.
Maybe not dead, but they never would have gotten anywhere near the family. There were so many people, they just would have been drowned. So, and yeah, but yeah, and there were some people, they said, you know, when they heard that they had been spotted at the cemetery, were like, yeah, well, at least you're at the cemetery, it's an easy place to get rid of the bodies, you know. yeah, and I mean, this guy was a Marine. So you had a lot of Marines, and there's one thing, you know, when you get a bunch of Marines together, you get somebody pulling shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and depending on where in Michigan, you know, if it was a unionized town, you're gonna have former AFL-CIO people there.
No.
From the family?
Yeah.
No?
No. No. None of that. No.
It's not a unionized?
Okay. No, it's not. It's not. It's a lot of... yeah. Let's just say there's a lot of guys who spend their time hunting and fishing on, and yeah. You go too far out of the metropolitan areas in Michigan, and it's just as rural as, you know, Alabama.
Okay. So in other words, there's guys who could probably, you know,
take you out behind a woodshed.
Yeah. And then let the fish in the lake take care of the rest. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well. You know, I myself don't want to see.
No.
Anybody, you know, that happened to anybody, even God forbid Phelps, but
no, that's really not the way to handle
none
it.
None of what he does is even based on any, you know, biblical truth or anything like that. No. So it's like,
it's like when one of my friends on Facebook put something like, you know, yeah, their church, which I'm even reluctant to even call it a church. And I said, yeah, well, I'll call it a church when they can. Yeah, I'll call it a church when they can show me in the Bible where Jesus said jack shit about homosexuality, you know. You know, if that's the bug you got up your butt, no pun intended. Yeah, there.
Well, I believe there was, but it doesn't say to kill him. You know,
you're right.
I don't believe it says to kill
him. You gotta go to the Book of Leviticus in the Old Testament.
Which is the Old Testament. That's where, yeah.
Right, and that's where you get most. I mean, the Book of Leviticus is harsh.
Right.
That basic, it's the Jewish laws, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the law. Like,
and to me, it's just people who are picking and picking and choosing what parts of what religious texts they want to apply to their specific ideology in support of whatever the nastiness they want to preach and believe. And I'm just not gonna.
I mean, a lot of people in today's day and age have a desire to go back to the ways of 100 BC. You know, I mean, that's their gig.
The
Goryeans.
Yeah, the Goryeans.
There you go.
Yeah. And now that we've come full circle, we're back to the Goryeans.
Anything to close this meeting?
Yeah. Do you want to finish up what you were saying about the?
Well, I just made my unveiling of who I was aligning with.
Yeah.
Got a lot of booze, that kind of stuff. Always nice. Another quick tidbit, kind of mentioned from, like, you know, on the last Corona verse, I mentioned the Rest TV.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Stuart? Are you there, Stuart? Stuart.
Oh, I hope he didn't crash again.
Stuart!
Crap. Stuart!
I think the dot just disappeared. Nope, dot's still
there.
Yeah,
nope. It's there.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah. I like this one better.
Stuart.
Oh, sounds like that's a negative on the Stuart. So
what did now? We'll what just, was he talking about before he silenced?
You know what?
He was bringing back Res TV.
We'll have to leave that as a
Res
cliffhanger
TV.
For next week. So if you want to find out what was Stuart talking about, was he revealing a new secret plan to take over the universe? Was he? I don't know.
Drunk?
Was he drunk? Was he dreaming? Was it all a dream? Did he actually take the little blue pill? And if so, does that cause embarrassment when he walks around in public?
Only for 4 hours.
Only for 4 hours. So we'll hear later on what Stuart was talking about with Res TV. What is Res TV? Where is it going? What is it doing? And what is it going to do when it gets there? All revealed next week on Coronaverse. So.
Coronaverse.
Yay.
Oh, there he goes.